For more than a decade, Leonard Bernstein brought young people to classical music through his televised Young People's Concerts with the New York Philharmonic. But before that series, Bernstein was a fixture on the major network TV series Omnibus. Hosted by Alistair Cook, Omnibus aired from 1952 to 1961. The show was created to bring fresh ideas and experiences to the public by way of interviews with artists and other thinkers, performances, demonstrations, and feature stories. Omnibus segment topics were diverse, and the list of celebrities who appeared on the program reads like a who's who. Swimmer Esther Williams, dancer-choreographer Agnes DeMille, and writer and Columbus native James Thurber, among others. Bernstein joined that list when on November 14, 1954, he made his first omnibus appearance with a now-famous exploration of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. On a set decked out with a giant reproduction of the first page of Beethoven's iconic score, Bernstein and assisting musicians literally stepped into the score of Beethoven's Fifth, taking millions of viewers with them.
We are going to take the first movement of Beethoven's Fifth Symphony and rewrite it. We're going to take certain discarded sketches that Beethoven wrote intending to use them in this symphony and find out why he rejected them by putting them back into the symphony and seeing how the symphony would have sounded with them.
Bernstein brought his omnibus experience with him when he took over for Dmitri Mitropoulos as the sole music director of the New York Philharmonic in 1958. His first concert in that role was the first of his Young People's Concerts to be televised live. That series ran from 1958 to 1972 on CBS and on networks in 40 other countries. I'm Jennifer Hambrick. To hear other Bernstein minutes or to learn more, go to wosu.org/Bernstein.